So you're looking to build a brand new construction house here in Southwest Florida, specifically in the Sarasota, Florida area, and you want to build with one of these community track home builders such as Neal Communities, Taylor Morrison, MI Homes, Lennar, DR Horton, Toll Brothers, and there's a few other ones out here in the Sarasota area. Well, in this podcast episode, we are going to be diving into the five things that you really should know before buying a new construction house with one of these track home builders here in Sarasota. I myself recently went through a new construction and a new build with one of these track home builders. I will be getting into more of those details in future podcast episodes, but for the sake of this podcast episode, we are just going to be talking about some things that you really should look out for, some of the things that I learned through the new construction process so that you guys can kind of avoid those headaches. So the first thing that you first want to look out for is right when you drive into one of these communities, please know that when you walk into these model houses that they are decked out to the fullest. And what I mean by that is the whole point of these model houses is to catch, you know, a buyer's eye. And these are not the base models, so to speak, right? So the price that the sales rep hand you are not the price of what the model houses are. Those model houses are most likely 20 to 50% higher than what the base price is, just because there's a lot of variables in upgrades. And one of the biggest things that, you know, I see walking through these new construction communities and these model houses, and the sales reps admit it as well, is that many of these features that are in the house, in these homes, in these model homes, they're not available for when you want to decide to build your house with one of these community builders. In fact, a lot of the woodworking detail, like the woodwork, the wood beams, the built-in desks, the built-in cabinets, and all of that, you have to hire out for a third party once your house is complete. And these community track home builders will not do that, any of the woodworking for you. For example, if you walk into one of these model houses and let's just say the base price is $600,000, you have to remember that that does not include the lot price or any upgrades. So the good way to, you know, estimate what the, you know, price range is going to be for that house is depending on the community builder. So if you are building with Neal Communities, typically their lots range anywhere from 15 to 60 grand. And then if you build with Taylor Morrison, those lots range from anywhere from 30 to 90 grand. It just really depends on, you know, the lot selection. If you are on water or on a pond or on a lake, whatever that may be, the prices do vary. So you have to remember that base price of the house that you see that they give you, that does not include the lot prices. And then upgrades. So the upgrades are really going to be dependent on, you know, the specific person. And sales reps have said, you know, among all these communities is that the average is between 20 to 25% of the base price people spend on upgrades. So that's just another thing to keep in mind when you are looking at buying a house and just seeing like home prices starting in at $400,000, that's not going to be your final price. Most likely that final price is going to be closer to $600,000. So just know that when you are going into these model houses and knowing that they are fully decked out. So now the second thing that you should look at before buying a new construction house is know that there's not as much flexibility when you build with one of these track home builders versus when you build a custom house. And what I mean by that is how the track home building process works is that you go to one of these communities, you pick one of their lots. Once you pick one of their lots, then you pick, you know, one of their floor plans in that given series that fits on that lot. That may be, you know, 3 to 8 different models that you can choose from within that given series. Then once you choose the floor plan, then what they do is they send you to the design center. Now, I would say that Neal Communities probably gives you the most amount of options. And then Taylor Morrison will give you the next most amount of options. The builder that gives you the least amount of options is DR Horton, because what DR Horton does is they give you 6 different packages to choose from. And these 6 different packages include, you know, carpet colors, the color of countertops, what kind of cabinets, and it's all in one package, right? So if you don't like one aspect of each package, they're not going to switch it out. You just have to pick the package that, you know, works the best for your family. So that is the downside with like building with like DR Horton. However, Neal Communities and Taylor Morrison probably have the most variety of things to choose from when it comes to building. They give you different options. So for example, you know, for your flooring, you're going to have different options relating to, you know, what kind of tile floor do you want? Do you want tile flooring? Do you want LVP, luxury vinyl plank flooring? Do you want engineered hardwood? They give you those options, and then they give you a variety of colors to choose from and different levels and variables. So, you know, depending on it, you know, the material that you're choosing from, they give you levels 1 through 7, 1 being the cheapest and level 7, you know, 8, 9 being the most expensive. Just depends on what you're looking at. They do the same thing with the countertops. Do you want granite? Do you want quartz? And then they give you these different levels and different colors to choose from. You know, going through the design process, it's a several hour process. So be aware of that. Especially if you're building with like Neil, Taylor Morrison, MI Homes, all those, because they do have a lot more selections than other builders such as D.R. Horton. However, if they don't have a selection that you really want, like say you go find something at a local granite shop, or you know, you see like, oh, I really love this quartz countertop, these track home builders are not going to substitute anything like that. So if you don't see it on their showroom floor, they're not going to be able to supply it. So that's the one downside. And you can't make changes throughout the build process. Say if you want a wall changed or anything like that, these builders are not going to do that. They're just going to stick with the floor plans that they have been continuing to build. And after going through the new construction process myself, this is when I started really leaning into the private sector and kind of the more custom house route, is because going through, you know, the track home building process, I learned that there was a lot of different things that, you know, it would have been nice to change, right? Wall sizes, you know, floor layouts, some different colors, some, you know, quartz countertops that they didn't really offer. That would have been nice to have, but you would also have to go with a private builder, because then you could do change orders and stuff like that. You cannot do any change orders with any of these community builders. And that was the downside that I saw with building one of these track home builders. And that's kind of why I leaned a little bit more into the private sector and why I'm focusing on the custom house route and helping other people kind of learn more about the private market versus going to these track home builders. And now that kind of leads into the third thing that you should know when building new construction, and that is going to be the build times. So the build times are going to vary depending on the community builder that you choose. However, you know, now that we're going outside of the pandemic, where, you know, we're past the pandemic now, you know, construction times are getting a little bit more, you know, you can time them a little bit better, because during the pandemic, it was just up and down, you know, with delays, product delays and everything like that, labor shortages and stuff like that. Now they're getting a little bit easier to time. However, you know, just be aware that these builders, you know, they do their very best to build a house as fast as possible, because once a house is finished, that's when they get paid. So they want to build the house as fast as possible. However, just know that there are going to be time delays and shortages moving forward. Like for example, like when we were building our house, you know, they told us, oh, it's going to be a 7 to 8 month build out. However, it turned to be about a 12 month build out. Actually, it was a 12 month build out. So just know that the timings are going to vary. It's just going to, you just have to know that going into the process, is that say if your closing is November 10th, that it most likely won't be November 10th. It's probably going to be a little bit later, just in the current market that we're in. Now, not to say that in a few months it's going to be a little bit different, but as of November 2022, that is kind of where we are seeing things moving towards. And to go along with the extended building times and, you know, builders wanting to build them as fast as possible, that also leads into our fourth thing that you should know, and that is you need to get home inspections done. And what I mean by that is, you know, talking about point number three, is that builders want to build the house as fast as possible because that is when they can get paid, right? However, they could cut corners, they could make some mistakes, so it's always good to get a private home inspector. So what I recommend is that you do several home inspections throughout the build process. Obviously, you want to consult with your sales rep just to let them know, hey, I'm going to have a private builder or a private inspector come out, and I want them to, you know, do inspections throughout the build. A lot of these track home builders are more than happy to do that, and more than happy for you to have your own inspector come out and look at it, just to make sure it's a peace of mind kind of thing, right? And so the best way to go about it is, you know, once all the studs are up, all the walls are up, like the studs, that is when you want to have an inspection done, so that, you know, your inspector can come by, they can measure all the 2x4s and make sure that all the studs are correctly spaced, make sure that there's no rotten wood, because I have con some, you know, some 2x4s that were completely rotten and I could kick them off. So that is just one thing to look at. So you have that inspection, and then you want to make sure that they're looking at the electrical, the plumbing and all that, making sure it's all good to go, because once drywall goes up, it's a lot harder to find electrical and plumbing issues versus when all the sheetrock is down. It's a lot easier to change. There's less mess and there's less headache. So if you can catch it as soon as possible, even though the county does come out, there are a lot of discrepancies when the county comes out to inspect. So that is just one thing to know, is having a private inspector come by and do a really thorough check. It makes you have a lot better peace of mind when it comes to you finally sitting down at the closing table and signing over to buy that new construction house. And also, you want to do a final inspection walkthrough right before you're about to close, like the day before you're going to close, or if you're closing later in the day, it's always good to have a final walkthrough with an inspector to make sure all the final details are completed and that you're happy and satisfied when you go to the closing table. And that brings us to the fifth and final thing that you should know before buying a new construction house with one of these tract home builders, and we are going to be talking about the builder warranty. So here in Florida, the builder warranty is 1 year. That is standard. So the difference between these tract home builders is how they are going to fix it. Some of these tract home builders are just going to completely replace whatever it may be, while others may just make a simple patch, may make a simple fix. There's no really legalities behind how they repair it. Some tract home builders are better than others. So if you want to know the difference between all these tract home builders, just so that you know that you're building with one of the better tract home builders here in Sarasota, reach out to us on Instagram and we'd be more than happy to create a podcast episode kind of breaking down the pros and cons of each of these tract home builders, since we have walked through many of the model houses and have helped other clients build with some of these tract home builders as well. We are going through the warranty process and the warranty period with our tract home builder. Our warranty is going to be up January 2023. So we are getting very close, since it is November 2022 at this moment. And we are still dealing with a laundry list of stuff that still needs to be done. So hopefully we can get an extension on that warranty. But right now we are dealing with mold remediation. So I will talk to you guys a little bit more about that on future podcast episodes. But right now we are going through the entire mold remediation process in our house due to water intrusion, just because there was maybe some discrepancies of how the house was built. So that is why it's also very important to get a home inspection to make sure that everything is up to, you know, everything is up to code. Even though Sarasota County comes to check it out, it's always good to have a fresh and private set of eyes come look at the new build as well. But going back to the builder warranty. So you have 1 year with the builder warranty. If anything is wrong, they will come out and fix it. You know, the warranty process may be a little bit longer and it may be a little bit of a headache. However, just be very patient with them, as there are a lot of houses that these tract home builders are building. And there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in these houses. A lot of it's just very cosmetic, like paint touch up, paint on hinges, paint on door handles, stuff like that, stuff that can be cleaned off, you know, a popping of a tile or something along those lines, something that's very simple to fix. Just be patient with them. That's the one thing that I have learned going through this process, is that there's a lot of people going through the same thing that we're all going through, right? And that is the process of having a house for the first year, because in the first year, that is when the house settles the most. So there's going to be the most amount of issues within the first year, just because the foundation is settling. So there may be some cracking and stuff like that. However, during the warranty period, your builder will fix any of that. It just depends on the kind of fix that they do with that. So just be patient with the builder warranty. But just note that, you know, once you close on your house, it's not going to be the final time you're going to talk with the builder. You are probably going to be talking with them for the first year after you build as well. So that kind of wraps up and sums up the five things that you should know before building a new construction house with one of these tract home builders here in Sarasota, Florida. Just like I mentioned before, I did go through the building process with one of these tract home builders, and I'll get more into that with future podcast episodes with you and kind of talking about the pros and cons of kind of my experience of that as well. But I hope you guys found a lot of value in this video and kind of some things that you may have learned. If you guys want to know more about different topics, stuff like that, stuff that you want to hear, please reach out to us on our Instagram. We're more than happy to create podcast episodes that you guys are interested in, podcast topics you're interested in, and all that kind of stuff. And don't forget, if you want to see all of us behind the scenes with new construction, you know, real estate development, go check out and follow us on Instagram. Go check out our YouTube and go check out our TikTok, as we are posting every single day behind the scenes and everything like that. But thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and we will catch you guys all next week.